Hey, Kathy, welcome to the program. It's time for our monthly garden Q&A. We're a week behind schedule because you were on a research trip last week.
I was. And howdy, everyone in New York City. I miss you all.
This time of the year, of course, you're going to get a lot of questions about tomatoes.
Mm-hmm. And so many people are posting photos of their tomatoes, and there was a little discussion about, now, when do I pick these? So there were things about tomato picking I didn't know, so I went and learned from Penn State Extension, and I'm sure other extensions around the country have similar, but I did not know that there were six stages of tomato ripeness.
Six.
And at stage number two, you're okay to go ahead and pick that tomato.
The toddler stage of tomato ripeness.
Right. Stage one is it's just absolutely green. Stage two is it's starting to lose that green color toward the stem end and is starting to get a little shade of yellow or maybe a little pink. At that point, and that's called the breaker stage, that means it's broken away from the needs of the nutrients from the tomato. It has everything it needs to develop its full flavor and ripeness and color. So the tomato quits sort of feeding it at that stage.
So you can pick a tomato when it's still green, in other words, and you'll get just as good of a tomato as if you let it sit on the vine.
Yes.
Until it's completely red.
And that's why when you see at the store that something is vine ripened, it doesn't mean they've left it on till stage six when it is fully red or the color that that tomato is going to turn at complete maturation. That growers will often, of course, pick at stage two because they're getting a good tomato. It's called vine ripened because it's got everything it needs from the vine.
I know we'll pick green tomatoes late in the season, October, for example, and then wrap them in newspaper, put them in a box, and they will eventually all ripen.
You
hear about big commercial operators who use, I think it's ethylene gas,
yes,
to induce the green tomatoes to turn red. What's that all about?
That's when they're picking them at stage one.
Okay.
When the tomato does not have everything the vine can give it to provide the full flavor and texture that you expect from a tomato, but they are flooding it with the ethylene gas because that's what turns it red faster, and they are selling you a tomato that does not have it has not achieved its full potential.
So it's missing a lot of nutritional value and also probably flavor.
I can't comment on the nutritional value. I'm talking about the plant giving the nutrients that the tomato needs to gain its maturity. I don't know how it affects the full nutrient of the tomato itself. But that's interesting. So you can pick early as soon as it gets its pink or other cast of color on it. And you might also avoid it being ripened more slowly in intense heat, such as above 85 degrees. Mm. So if you pick it early, you might actually have it ripen faster.
Interesting.
You also avoid further bug damage that you may be incurring, sun scald, and the splitting that tomatoes can have when they get deluged by too much water from a heavy rain.
Blossom and rot.
Can you
avoid blossom and rot by picking them early enough?
That's hard because blossom and rot can set in stage one.
Okay, so
you can still eat those tomatoes.
So
though.
I mean, just to stick on. I mean, I know we have more questions here, but just to stick on tomatoes a bit, blight is a huge problem, and there is no such thing as tomato blight, but there's all kinds of blights that affect tomatoes, and we're having some success with using copper sulfate as a spray, but I think
proactively.
Right, yeah, before we see it, but I think proactively the best things that you can do to prevent tomato blights or blights on your tomatoes. Not planting in the same spot. Only once, wait every 3 years before you go back and plant in the spot.
Or the same spot a potato had recently been in, or even a pepper, right?
Right, yeah. And of course, mulching around the base of the plants to prevent soil from splashing onto them. Those kind of things make a huge difference. But so let me see. Right, there's another question here, Kathy. This one. We're going to love this one. Does the black plastic or fabric that covers the soil in some gardens kill the microorganisms?
The answer actually is yes, and there are many reasons not to use the landscape fabric. One is that it can keep the water and nutrients from transferring throughout the soil. Of course, that makes your soil pretty dead underneath that plastic. It is designed to be somewhat porous, but it will eventually clog up after a while. And many of them eventually degrade, which means you have little pieces of basically a synthetic product in your garden.
And eventually in your food.
And they're in they're in there forever unless you have to dig it up. There are many garden places that say if you want to put something down to keep the weeds, just use more mulch. So people are putting mulch in, they want to go on the cheap, and they're putting the plastic under it, and it's not working.
I have so many more questions I'd love to get into, but we're running out of time here. Kathy, thanks so much for joining us.
Mm-hmm.